Good evening, everyone. I would like to call the July 24th, 2025 Police Civilian Oversight Board Executive Subcommittee to order. If staff can read the opening script for me. Or would you like me to read it?
I can take it. Welcome. If you lose connection at any time, please reconnect by clicking the link in your email invite. Committee members, please activate your video and keep it on for the duration of the meeting. Use the raise hand feature if you wish to speak, ask questions, or request a roll call vote. City staff, please activate your video when you are speaking. Oops. Please, and use the raise hand feature when you are asked a question. Public members, the name you entered in Zoom must match the name you entered in registration. You will remain muted until called upon by the chair, and please do not use your video.
Okay, thank you. Robin, can you do roll call for me?
Sure. All right. Maya?
Present.
Brandis?
Present.
Devin?
Present.
Vanessa?
Present.
You're
We
muted,
can't hear
Katie.
you, Katie.
I'm here. I'm sorry.
Thank you. We have quorum.
Okay, thank you. Okay, in a virtual meeting like this, is it particularly important that we carefully follow Robert's Rules of Order. Therefore, please do not speak until you have raised your hand and have been recognized by the chair. The chair will ask for a motion and second for each agenda item unless it is noticed for discussion only. Any member wishing to join the debate or move an amendment will also have to raise their hand and to be recognized by the chair. Similarly, if you have some other matters to bring to the attention of the chair, such as a point of order or a request for information, please use the raise hand function. Okay. So tonight, we do not have any public comments, nor written comments. And so we can go ahead and move on to approve. We do not have any approval of minutes because this is our first meeting as a subcommittee. So, yay. And then, as far as any disclosures or recusals, does anyone have any? Okay, seeing none. We can move on to our items for consideration. And I am going to go ahead and share my screen. Okay. Can everyone see my screen? Wah! Hold on.
I can't see it.
Okay. Just one second. Okay. Can y'all see it now?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. Okay. So tonight we are going to discuss our subcommittees and our structures. We're going to discuss a few items as well as our conference, and then future agenda items, as well as scheduling our future exec committee meetings. We thought that it would be important to do this one for as our first meeting, as we are trying to create a better structure just across our board with all committees, but also delegate the work that we all discussed prior. Okay. And so here we have the three buckets of work. If you all remember when we had that becoming public training, we had just a preliminary discussion and brainstorming session to put into buckets what we thought each committee would do. And so our thought was, as collectively, was that the executive committee would take over mostly of the board's coordination, as well as agenda setting, also procedures and governance of internal PCOB matters, the supervision of the IM, as well as conducting the chief review, and then the annual report, which is those two items. Well, those three items are required based off of our ordinance. And then external policy and procedure, we thought that they would look at the data and do some analysis, develop policies and procedure recommendations for MPD, public reporting, do some of the public reporting documents that then, of course, leads into the community engagement committee working to disseminate that information, and then also develop the MPD chief performance review process. As well as for the community engagement committee, listening to the broader public, getting input, listening to figure out, help us with our agenda in terms of what our focus areas are going to be, visibility of the PCOB, supporting just the connection of that flow of communication from our community partners. Those include the organizations that some of us are nominated from, but also just the broader community, and doing some outreach and education, really focusing on like the work and making sure that our community knows what we're doing, and then also feedback of them also informing us of what they would like to see from us as well. Presenting PCOB reports for community feedback. So I'm thinking like if I remember the annual report and some of that, our review reports for the chief and such, and disseminating that information. So I thought that what we would do today is that go ahead and delegate some of that work based off of and just have a general conversation of like our thoughts if this is something that is within a realm that we would like to continue kind of like shaping in what buckets of work each committee would have. And if that is the case, then actually doing a formal delegation of some of that work. And so I guess we can go ahead and just open it up just for a brief discussion of what this looks like if folks are feeling pretty good about where some of this work lies and what bucket, and or if there are places that folks would like to add some things, and just have a general conversation that we later then can bring back to the full board to make the final decision. So opening up with, for any kind of discussion just around this that we previously discussed, if now that it's been a couple months to digest. Okay. I don't see any hands, so my guess is that folks feel pretty good about where we kind of landed in our brainstorming session. Okay. And so what I like to do is just focus on a couple of these things. So the annual report, I want to show you all just of what an annual report can kind of look like, just so we can go ahead and then delegate that off to one of the committees or figure out where we would like to place it. And so I'm going to use COPA, which is the Civilian Office of Police Accountability in Chicago. And just so that you can just see what their annual report looks like. And so they have a pretty comprehensive report. This is usually done. This one is done by their administrators, so it's something similar to Robin's role. But they do have other reports and then also quarterly reports that go out. And so I just wanted just to show you guys this because I think it's good to kind of have an idea of what that looks like since we are creating things from scratch. There are a couple other police civilian oversight boards and commissions, as well as executives such as a similar role as Robin's role. that they each individually will have their own reports that they create and then disseminate out to the public. And from my research and just working and talking with other folks, was that the IAM's report really, or the executive's report, focuses on more of the analyzing and data and such, and where the board's or the commission's report really brings in a lot of the community aspects into that. And so I would say, to me, one is very formal, very reminiscent. Robin, don't hate me on this, but very, formal and very like city-ish, reportish, like, where I think where we as a board can be a little more open to how we want to craft that. So I just wanted just to show that, and I can share these links with you guys if you all want to go and look at some of these, but I just thought it'd be good to for you all to see that. And so, talking about the annual report, that is a function of the executive committee. So we can either recommend to keep that in the realm of our work, and we work on that in our meetings, or we can delegate it to one of the other committees to start that work and develop the annual report. Go ahead, Devin.
Yeah, my question was like, is there any specific requirements that we have to report out in this annual report, or is it kind of what we just want to present?
I think it's what we want to present, but there are some areas that are required for us to actually do. So we're required to monitor and review the Office of the Independent Monitor and the Independent Monitor as our only employee. And then we're tasked with reviewing the or evaluating the police chief. And then I think there's one other thing. And Robin, if you can correct me if I'm wrong. But the other area is to do the actual report. So really it's up to what we want to do. And I think we can include those pieces in there. So because those are annual things that need to happen as well. But it's really up to us. I guess my thoughts is that it'd be dope to have well, not really necessarily. It'd be great to have areas and buckets that we want to focus on. So, one area that I think we could possibly, and this is a, be a later discussion item that we can have about what the actual work would be, but I think, use of force is one thing that I've noticed that we've all talked about before, and I think a lot of people have mentioned, community has mentioned it. I see it in other commissions and boards that are similar to us, that is one area, focus area that they do. It's also measurable over time, and we can definitely find some way to connect all the work with other committees with use of force. And so my hope is that we can then have that discussion of what are the three buckets or four, however many we want to work on, and that would then being assembled into the annual report. But those are just my thoughts. But there is no specific way that we have to do it. Great question, Devin. Go ahead, Vanessa.
Can you please remind me of who receives this annual report?
So the annual report is just reported out to the public. And so it's just a requirement of per the ordinance. And so it's not, from my understanding, it's not necessarily like we just submit it. Go ahead, Robin, you can add that we just submit it to the police chief or something. Like I think it's definitely like a reporting mechanism of the work that we've done. Go ahead, Robin.
So specifically, the annual public report is the only one that has a listed recipient, which is the mayor and common council. It just says furnish the annual report to the mayor and common council, so that's just delivery. I don't believe that that means that the council has to like vote to accept it or not, but effectively the same thing that Maya just said. We just have to make sure that it also goes to the mayor and the council.
But yeah, it would, I would say, in my opinion, it would be directed towards the public, as that is our function as the civilian oversight board. Any other questions? Okay. Seeing none. So yeah, I think I can take like a motion to either refer it to the executive committee or to another committee if folks think, but I do think it we can work with the other committee since if we decide to change the structure, have the committee chairs be a part of the exec committee. So it could be something that just stayed in the exec committee, but I would need a just a motion to delegate the annual report to a committee. If someone wants to make a motion, because I can't. Go ahead, Vanessa. Take a stab at it.
Do I have to pick a committee? Like, pick if it's going to be the full, or because I was wondering if policy would be wanting to hone in on anything about like
Okay.
how we initiate the development of the of this process.
All right, Stephanie.
So I am fine with what people want, but to me, it seems like it'd be good to have it live in the executive committee and the executive committee decide what you want, but then farm out questions or like, I'd expect policy and procedure to be able to flesh out some of the things about recommendations and use of force and where we are with them. So that's just my thought as a non-voting member, non-motioning member.
Thank you, Stephanie. Yeah, I mean that's my thought too, is that it would live within the work what we would do monthly as an exec committee. But it would be something that we could then say, hey, this is the direction that we want to go. And this is what we're asking, the external policy and procedure committee and then the community engagement committee to kind of help consider some of these items and help us craft, which should be fine to me, just because if we restructure our exec committee members, it would add the chairs. So Devin is the chair of the community engagement committee, and then Stephanie is the chair of the external policy and procedures committee. So they would be a part of the exec committee, so I think it would be fine in how that kind of works out. Anything to add to that, Robin, at all? What are your thoughts about that?
I would recommend that like if we have the chairs of the subcommittees on the executive subcommittee, that the executive subcommittee make a motion to add Stephanie to it. Like there's nothing requiring that the subcommittee only have five people. So there's no problem in having Stephanie just like added as a member of the executive subcommittee. And I think that would solve it because Devin is the chair of the community engagement, so we're done at that point.
Okay. Yeah, and that would have to be done at the full Police and Oversight Board meeting just because that's how we structured it from the beginning. I
Okay.
believe so.
I will make a note to include that in the agenda then,
Okay.
for the next full meeting.
Okay. So yeah, go ahead, Vanessa.
I'll make the motion if you remind me what I'm supposed to say.
To delegate the annual report to the executive subcommittee.
I move to delegate the annual report to the executive subcommittee.
Okay, motion on the floor. I need a second. Devin seconded that. And then all those in favor, aye. I'll raise your hand. 1, 2, 3. Brandis.
Aye.
Okay, thank you. Katie. Katie, did we lose Katie? We might have lost Katie. Okay. We lost Katie, so I would say 4-0. That passes. Okay. The next thing that I wanted to discuss for us is also just the branding and logos. Yay. Part of the reason why I thought that this was an important area, even though it's not necessarily a task per se that we have with the ordinance, is that when I know when we had our robust conversation and we were brainstorming at the becoming public training, in-person training, we had a pretty good discussion around like what it looks like to ensure visibility of the Civilian Oversight Board and what it looks like to ensure that people know who we are, what we do, and to ensure that people continuously engaged with us. And I know that we had ideas of tabling at events, going to community, creating community events and partnerships and things like that. So it brought to me the idea of like making sure that we also have some kind of branding. When I go to other again, other boards and commissions that are similar to us in other cities, typically they will have their own kind of signage or logos or whatnot. And so because we are independent from the city, and I know that Robin has their they have to use the city logo and whatnot. And when I checked in just briefly with our attorneys, it seems as though like there's not really like a precedence where we have to have a city logo per se. And so yeah, so I took the liberty of just drafting some ideas, and we're not voting on this tonight or anything, but I think we would just have to delegate that idea to the logo and branding area to a subcommittee to work on. But I just initially just based off of looking at many different civilian oversight boards and stuff, just came up with some ideas as a graphic designer of myself. So, just some ideas that I came up with, but nothing that we're voting on tonight, but wanted just to share that with you all. And I think it would, again, help us have the visibility, help us ensure that things look neat and clean and that and very professional. And I think it gives us a layer of that. And so with that, any questions or comments or conversation around just logo and branding and thoughts that people may have, and then if we want to delegate that to a committee to kind of work on. Stephanie, you came off of mute. Go ahead.
They just look really good. I appreciate that. And seems like community engagement might be good for sort of seeing what people think of them, but I appreciate that you made them.
Yeah, of course. Anyone else have any thoughts of like where that should live? Go ahead, Vanessa.
I think I agree with Stephanie. Community engagement is probably the best fit. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Go ahead, Brandis.
Hello. I also think to second with Stephanie and Vanessa, as a third with them. I'm sorry, Lord Jesus, it's a long day. To keep it in community engagement, specifically because those in community engagement is talking about the community and representing the community. So I third that.
Okay. Well, it looks like most folks are thinking the community engagement. Yeah, either one is fine with me. I don't really have too much of an opinion of where it should go. My thoughts is that, We could utilize these as samples. We can, or if folks want to come up with something different, we can poll the community or something. That's kind of like just my initial thoughts. But yeah, if someone wants to make a motion to delegate logo and branding to the community engagement committee. Robin, go ahead.
Sorry, I thought that Vanessa had already made that motion. Seconded by Brandis. Did I have that wrong?
Yeah, no one really, everyone just said they think the committee. So, but no one made an actual motion yet.
My bad. I'm sorry.
It's all right. Go ahead, Vanessa.
I make a motion to delegate the logo and branding to the community engagement committee.
Okay, need a second.
I'll second
It's
it.
not popping open
Okay,
unless
Brandon,
you get it to
second.
pop
So
open.
exactly what you said, Robin. All those in favor in delegating the logo and branding to the subcommittee for community engagement. 1, 2, 3, 4. And it looks like Katie hasn't come back. Okay, so that passes 4-0. Okay, moving along. MPD 5-year strategic plan review. Robin, do you want to just mention a few words about this?
Sure. So this was an ongoing project that was taken up by the Policy and Procedure Subcommittee last year. Michelle Miller is a really good point of contact on this, as she was kind of leading that project. So essentially, what the 5-year strategic plan is it's a report that was put out by MPD. That essentially includes like where they're trying, what things they're doing in order to meet the recommendations by the ad hoc committee report. There was also an index that they released to specify exactly like which of these items are satisfying which recommendations. And this large document has been, we've been going back and forth basically, with like strategizing on how to actually measure MPD's compliance with these items. I would say that some of the lead points of contact within MPD on this particular project is JP. And I think that Assistant Chiefs Kamaske and Paige Valenta would also be good points of contact as well. I speak with Kamaske and Valenta and JP pretty frequently, and they're all very open-minded as far as like what they want, what we want to see as far as MPD's actions in response to these recommendations. And really, I think that the analysis then of the 5-year plan is going to be like how to take exactly like what the recommendation is, and then anal like our judgment on whether or not that MPD's action is actually satisfying that re recommendation, and if not, what additional things can be done. So largely that's the project. Did I miss anything? Or are there any questions?
No, you didn't miss anything. That was perfect. Any questions about what Robin just mentioned? Okay. So from our previous discussion, brainstorming session, we thought that any kind of like review of that would live under the external policy and procedures. Area in terms of to do that work and work on that. And so, yeah, I mean, that was the our initial thought, but open to like what folks think or where folks think that should live. Go ahead, Devin.
I think it still should live with the External Policy and Procedure Subcommittee, in my opinion.
Any other thoughts about that? Okay, I see nods from Stephanie saying yep. Okay, well then if someone wants to make a motion to delegate that to the External Policy and Procedures Subcommittee. Don't all talk at once. Go ahead, Devin.
I make a motion to delegate the NPD 5-year strategic plan review to the External Policy and Procedure Subcommittee.
Perfect. Thank you. A second? Vanessa seconded it. Okay. All those in favor in delegating the 5-year strategic plan review to the external policy and procedures, please raise your hand. Hi, 1, 2, 3, 4. Katie? Got it, her hand. So that passes 5-0. Thank y'all. Okay. The chief performance rubric and the reporting of the chief review. Previously, we had brainstormed and thought that that would live within the executive committee, and that then the feedback loop would then live in the community engagement committee. And so I guess we can work on the rubric. We can do the rubric and the actual reporting of the review. We can either put those together as one thing or separate things, open to know what folks think. Katie, I know, is your hand up from last time from voting? Okay. Go ahead, Robin.
So this item has come up before, although with the changeover in the chief, I think the discussion kind of was sidelined. But as far as some items that I have prepared for this particular item, I have been reviewing chief review rubrics of other jurisdictions, and I think I presented it to the board at one point. I know I put it into a packet, one item that, or one rubric I really recommend checking out is Oakland's. Their chief review rubric is pretty unique compared to like other jurisdictions, and is definitely worth a gander. But as far as like the first report from the board, as far as the chief review, I wouldn't be too panicked about picking a rubric and then having to fulfill it within like a month. If the board's first report is essentially just saying like this is the rubric that we're going to be like holding the chief to, I think that that is fine, and there is no ordinance limitation of like at what time the this report has to go. So to alleviate any concerns of like, oh, do we have to put the annual report out at the same time as the chief review? No, it's up to the board as far as like whenever it wants to publish these reports throughout the year. And that was it.
Thank you, Robin, for that extra context. Yeah, and so I know there was a question about like our involvement in the review of the hiring process of the new chief and such. So I agree with Robin. I think, if we wanted to, we can maybe here, let me just show this. Hold on. So from previously when we discussed, we said that we thought that the development of the actual performance review process would be handled by the External Policy and Procedure subcommittee, and then the actual performance review done by the executive committee. I think we can still do that simultaneously as maybe, because technically we don't have like a chief to review right now, right? I mean, we have an interim one, but we don't actually have one. And maybe this maybe gives us an opportunity to kind of work in collaboration of like learning of how the chief maybe is being reviewed by the PFC and how that kind of works. And so in their own internal processes. So, this is what we previously said. And if we want to, we can delegate each item individually to each committee, like moving along with this, or we can also put time, like if we want to say like 2025, this year's review can be delegated to the exec committee, and then the development of future performance reviews to the external. So however folks want to like craft that, but to Robin's point, those are some options that I think would be valuable. But definitely open to what folks think. Go ahead, Vanessa.
Yeah, I think that sounds fine to do that. You want me to just try to do this motion here?
Do you mean like individual motions
Oh, they're individual.
for doing one motion? Just, I don't know, Robin, are we able to do one motion of like segments of the motion?
So if everyone agrees to it, then you can do a pretty long and complicated motion. But if there's any disagreement, then I would recommend splitting them up.
Okay. So let's take a stab at it, Vanessa. I'll help you along the way if you need it.
I'm going to make one motion.
Okay.
I move to delegate the chief performance review or rubric or review
Review
to
rubric, yeah.
the exec committee.
Okay, so
Is that what I'm supposed to say?
the review. Okay, so you want to.
The rubric. Is it the rubric or the review? Or am I saying both of them at the same time and
Yeah.
at the other? And
So
at
the
the other.
rubric would be just the creation of the way in which we do the review. So it's like the development of that. And so that would have to, like, it could be wherever, and then the actual review using that rubric to actually do the review is something different.
I'll let somebody else try.
Okay, so you guys can see my screen, yeah. And so if you see, like, we have the develop the review and then the actual conducting of it. But Devin, go ahead.
I make a motion to have the development of the MPD Chief Performance Review process stay with the External Policy and Procedure Subcommittee and have the actual conducting of that Chief Performance Review be done by the Executive Committee Subcommittee.
Good job. Good job, Devin. Is there a second? Vanessa seconded it.
I second.
Thank you. Okay. Any other discussion about that? I'm going to open up the discussion before we vote. Everyone feels good about it? Okay, not seeing anyone. Okay. All those in favor of this motion, raise your hand. Brandis, Katie, Maya, Vanessa, Devin. That passes unanimously 5-0. Thank you. Moving along. Good job, y'all. The next item is just crafting the internal PCOB procedures and governance. This was something that we thought was important when we had last had our conversation, and just brainstorming of where we thought. And this was, if you remember, the conversation of do we call the policy and procedures internal or external? What is the actual work of policy and procedure? And that's when we all did the recommendation of having the policy and procedure be the external policy and procedure, so working with everything outside of the PCOB, and then leave the function of internal policies and procedures within the function of the executive subcommittee. And so that was that conversation, if you all remember. And so we would just need to know where we want to delegate the internal PCOB policies and procedures and governance crafting and where we want to have that lie. Y'all are so quiet.
Can you repeat, please?
Yeah, absolutely. And so previously, when we had the in-person training and we had our general discussion, it was a discussion about the policy and procedures. Previously, the policy and procedure looked at, like for instance, attendance policy. We had crafted the attendance policy for PCOB members. We were also looking at, like, as Robin mentioned, the annual review. For the chief. And so it was kind of a mixture of both internal and external. And when we had our robust conversation, our idea was that the external or the policy and procedure were moved towards working on external policy and procedures. And then the function of internal policy and procedures of the PCOB would be done with the exec committee. And so that was kind of like the con just the conversation that we had. And what that thought was in splitting that apart, and so that there's two separate areas that's kind of working on two separate things, one external, one internal. And so tonight we're just discussing where we are going to how we're going to delegate that and who's going to actually work on that and have that actual work. So we can either have any committee do it.
Okay. Can you put the committees back up, please?
Yep,
Yeah.
sure.
Thank you.
Do, 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 do. Here we are. Again, this is just our brainstorming session. Go ahead, Vanessa.
I move to delegate the crafting of the PCOB governance be moved to the exec committee.
Okay. I need a second.
I second.
Okay, Katie seconded. Sorry, Brandis, you guys said it at the same time. Okay, all those in favor in moving the or crafting the PCOB governance in the executive subcommittee and delegating that. Everyone said that. One, Brandis, Maya, Devin, Vanessa, Katie. Aye. Okay. Hand raised. Thank you. That passes unanimously 5-0. Okay. Thank you all for working on getting those delegated, because the next steps really for each of the committees, and Stephanie is here with us tonight also so that she can get an understanding of what work she's going to be tasked with in her subcommittee, and then Devin's here with us as well as a participating committee member. And so it looks like you all have the, I guess, the large buckets of work in terms of like what we're delegating you all to kind of be tasked with that we'll bring back to kind of ensure that that gets done and monitor and make sure that, yeah, I'm excited. The next item was scheduling the executive subcommittee meetings. Thank you all for making the time to be here tonight. Our committee meetings were to be on Fridays, but Friday at 6 p.m. it's a very difficult time to schedule for everyone. And so here's the slide just really quick of like where we're at. Originally, the exec subcommittee was to meet on Fridays at 6 p.m. The external policy and procedure committee on Thursdays at 6 p.m. And then the community engagement committee, that just sounds okay. The community engagement committee on Friday at 6 p.m. as well. And those Fridays were never on the same time. They were always on different dates. And so I know that the community engagement, I think you all are staying with the Friday. I guess there would be have to need a discussion later for the committee to consider if Thursday is still best for them. But for us, I'm proposing that we do every first Wednesday of every month. And here I've laid out the dates that those would be. I think that this will allow us to kind of check in, do the work that we need to, and then on the third Wednesday of every month, we will have our full PCOB meeting. So I think it gives enough time in between us meeting and then a PCOB meeting, but then also enough time in between the PCOB meeting and then us meeting again, to like have and understand like what that work in between that time frame has what has been conducted and what has been done. Also, the reason why I want to make sure that we get into a good cadence and scheduling is so that we all can put these dates on our calendars and they are just for sure dates. And there's not necessarily trying to figure out which Friday we're going to have the meeting. And then it just allows us to be a little more transparent also with our public and folks knowing when we're meeting as well. And so that's just a proposal that I thought that it would be nice to come with one, but definitely open to what folks think about or other dates or possibilities. So any thoughts on that date or other dates? Brandis?
I am very much agreeance with the executive subcommittee changing our dates. I can attend all, but baby, 10-1 is a national holiday. That is my birthday. national holiday. But I definitely love this schedule to go to the first Wednesdays of every month because our Fridays is it's just going to be too much.
Thank you, Brandis. Any other thoughts or other possible dates?
I'm also
Katie?
much happier with this. After a week at the YWCA, I definitely need my Fridays.
Okay, that's fair. Any other comments? I'm seeing head nods from Vanessa and Devin.
That's good.
Okay, Stephanie thinks it's great. Go ahead, Vanessa.
Well, I already communicated with you about I have some conflicts with the sporadic days, so I do like keeping it to the Wednesdays because then I can just block off those. So thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I just wanted to make sure that it works for all of us because from our last conversation as a full board in person, like we all express the want to do this work. And I think we all are committed to doing it and we all want to make sure that we can do it. And part of that, is making sure that it works within our schedule. So that's great to hear. And so, yeah, I would just need a, if we want to do this proposal, I would just need someone to make a motion, to accept the proposal, for the first Wednesday of each month. Because we are required to meet monthly, I believe so.
I motion to adopt the proposal to meet the first Wednesday of each month.
Okay, thank you, Vanessa. And it looks like Brandis has seconded. All those in favor of this motion, I, Brandis, Maya, Vanessa, Devin, Katie, that passes unanimously 5-0. Okay, thank y'all. The next topic is the annual conference. And so I'm just going to quickly share my screen again. The NACOL National Conference, which is the National Association of Civilian Oversight of Law Enforcement, dropped their deets on the annual conference, and it will be this year, Minnesota, at the Marriott Center from October 26th through the 30th. Currently, per our budget, it is budgeted just for me as the chair, and then Robin to join that. that conference for the full time. And I just, as a transparency vote, this is what how much it would cost tentatively. And I say tentatively because there's a bunch of add-ons. This is an early bird registration. If we wait until after August 16th, it goes up. It's more expensive, depending on if you stay the full conference or the not the full conference. So this is just a typical if we took advantage of the early bird special. The Sankalfa reception is just a reception where they do the scholarships and recognition. Usually they will announce any new board members, elections of board members. And so it's a celebratory time. We'll talk about initiatives, and it's a pretty fancy dinner, hence how much it costs for that. And it's usually a good time. And it's usually a good time. And then the forum, the board member forum. So last year there was something new that they added on a Sunday. So it's a Sunday before the full conference actually starts. And let me show my a different screen so you guys can see what this looks like. And this is all up on the NACOL website for you all to view later if you would like to. But essentially, the here, let me make this bigger. Hold on, because it's very small. Is this bigger for you all? No? Okay, let me try one more time. Okay. So typically for the Sunday forums, they usually will have a breakout for the executive leadership. And so that would be folks that are in Robin's role, an executive of like an accountability organization or commission or whatnot. And that is really focused on kind of, and Robin, if you want to explain your experience with that, it's really focused on the leadership piece and developing leaders and then also for them to network. But Robin, if you want to give a couple, words about your experience at the executive leadership forum last year.
Sure. Yeah. I will be completely transparent in saying that this is my favorite part of the conference. It's all day long, and it's basically a bunch of independent monitors, inspector generals, basically all of the like my equivalent in just different jurisdictions. We're all locked in a room together, and we're brainstorming essentially all the issues that keep that we keep observing as far as like our jurisdictions. There's a lot of like collaboration that occurs on this day, and like honestly it's like the best day for networking because like we all just kind of like share our business cards with each other and start connecting there. It's also essentially like where we're able to kind of strategize and communicate what is happening at a national level. So, for example, like how different things that are affecting like across the federal government are like trickling down to the various municipalities and states. And so it's a really, really important role or really important day for the conference, and it's the one I look forward to every single year. And yeah, I would assume that the community or that the board one is pretty similar.
Yeah, I can give a tidbit about that. So, the board commission member one is again strictly only for board and commissions. Part of the reason why they separate it is so that the executives have a space to kind of be free with how they want to like maneuver in that, and they don't have to worry about their bosses being in those meetings, right? And they can really kind of dig deep. It's the same for the board and commissions members. It's a space where we don't have the executive and we can really have deeper conversations. We go into the work a little di deeper as well. And I think one thing that I observed in the last one last year was that a lot of the commissions and boards bring their entire boards and commissions. And so it's a space that you get to do your also your own work together in the context of like we had the conversation of like what it might look like post-election, right? what police civilian sites oversight boards might look like and commissions might look like in that time. And so we did some board work together for the board members that were with me in that last conference, and it really was really informative. And so it's a great training. They do some trainings in there as well, but it's just very similar to what Robin mentioned, but just for board and commissions. The reason why I wanted to ensure that we talked about that is because right now it's only Robin and I that, per our budget that we have to be able to go. One thing that I mentioned that I was hoping to do is work with our community organizations to see if they have the resources to send each of their representatives. And I've talked to our city attorneys about that and how that might how we might be able to do that. And I believe there is a way for us to do that. Now, right now, a lot of from my conversations with a couple of the organizations, a $2,500, that's how much I said max. It probably won't be that much. But a $2,500 cost is a lot for organizations right now, in the wake of what's happening with funding and such. And so some of them said, oh, I don't know, we'll try, I'll ask our board. And I totally understand that. But part of that is that having that option to just do Sunday. I checked in with the NACOL conference, and they definitely said that they are offering that option if board members for some of the organizations that are close to Minnesota, that board members could just go to that Sunday option, which is a lot more affordable. And if we were able to get all of our board members, we'll have to have a discussion about like budget, but it also might be a less expensive price tag for our organizations if they wanted to cover that for our members. And I really hope that we can get everyone to go because to me, it's a good experience to really, and I think we're all committed. It's a good experience to one, be in a space with other folks who are doing the work like us. Some of the commissions and some of the boards have been around for 10 plus years. And so they've been doing this work, and connecting with them, is always great. And, I still utilize some of the relationships that I've been able to gain at this conference, when I'm asking questions about certain things, like the evaluation of the independent monitor, what goes into like a chief review, like all these things, like what process and procedures do folks have? And I just think it's a great opportunity, for us to be able to experience that. And so I just wanted just to give that update. I'll be working with the attorneys and Robin also to figure out if our organizations can do this. And I have a couple more meetings with organizations, and we might be able to build something. And so I'm not promising anything right now, but my hope is that I can get everyone to go. And so if you are got the pockets to pay for it, totally let us know, and so that we can get you registered. Or if you want to have that conversation with your organization, just let me know and I can help provide some of the information of what that might look like if your organization is willing to do that. I did want to just show what the conference actually looks like. And this is just their preliminary schedule. Usually they will have more detailed stuff. And I can send out later just a PDF with a link or a link with previous conferences. They usually will post what we've talked about prior. But this is just like kind of how it's structured. And you have all they usually have three tracks of the conference. So you'll have a track as an executive, they'll have a track for commission and board members, and then a track for investigators. And so, or they might, I think there was like a fourth one last year for folks who have boards that and commissions for oversight of prisons and jails. So there, that is the actual thing as well. And they sometimes will ha they had a track for that last year, I believe. And but this is what the general schedule may look like at the conference. And so it's long days, but really, really great information. And you meet some really great people. that helps us with the work. And so I just wanted just to give that update to y'all. Any questions about the conference or what we just mentioned? Okay. Not seeing any hands. Our last item before we go into closed session, we're doing great on time, is the future agenda setting and topics. I wanted just to offer a space just for us to quickly brainstorm if there are agenda topic items that you all would like to discuss or things that you want to be part of our agenda moving forward. Please let me know. And we can, I'm just going to take quick notes. And so if you want to just raise your hand and just give them to me, we're not necessarily voting today, but just I wanted to compile a list with you all since this is the first time that we're meeting. And if it's easier, I can let you know some of the things that agenda topic items that we had, like when I was on the board last time. We discussed doing trainings. There was a conversation about what MPD trainings we could possibly do and, you know, have an offer for the board. There was conversation about, well, that time we did a lot of work around hiring the independent monitors. So a lot of that was kind of consumed with that. We had a very long, large laundry list of things and ideas that we would like to discuss. But a lot of our time was spent hiring an independent monitor and getting the office set up. So yeah, I just wanted just to open it up to folks and just, you know, what thoughts folks may have. And if none, that's totally fine. Go ahead, Robin.
I just wanted to touch base on particular that the MPD training. So I talked with Assistant Chief Kamoske today and like let her know that the executive subcommittee would be meeting again relatively soon here. Like the next Wednesday is what I told her, but I guess it'll actually be the, sorry, are we meeting next week on
The
Wednesday?
sixth?
Next week was
No,
next Thursday.
not
Wednesday
the
is the
no.
30th.
The first Wednesday of every month, so then it would be the sixth, so in 2 weeks.
Okay. Yeah, I did confirm with her that she's available to be present here to kind of go over like the rubric, like the different training modules that they have available to answer as far as like, you know, whether or not like, because what we have is a list of all the various modules. It doesn't necessarily say like, you know, how dense any of those modules are. So, I invited Assistant Chief Kamoske to come to the next executive subcommittee to be available to answer any of the questions concerning MPD training. So, I would definitely recommend that that be on the agenda.
Okay. Thank you, Robin. Any other ideas or thoughts from folks? Doom, doom, doom. Okay, so no one is raising their hands. Totally fine. Don't worry. If you think of something later, just shoot me a text or send an email to let me know, like, hey, I just thought of this. This would be important, maybe that we can talk. And then at our August 6th meeting, we can actually discuss the work in which we want to be tasked with. And so my hope is that, again, we create our scope for the year, and that we create those buckets that we want to work on in the months coming, and so that we can have a for sure sense of like what we're going to be working on, and then that would also help us inform the annual report for next year and this year. So, just some thoughts for folks if you come up with something that you want to add there. Okay. Okay, that is it for our items for consideration. So we are going to go ahead and move into the closed session portion of our agenda tonight. We are at 7:10 and our meeting is scheduled for 2 hours. And I'm going to try to be very very strict with the time. So when the police civilian oversight considers the following, oh, first, I want to just let folks know that when we adjourn, we will not be coming back on in the public. Go ahead. We adjourn in our closed session. Go ahead, Chioma.
I just wanted to confirm, but because you said within the intro thing. So after the motion, that's when we all leave, right?
Yeah, so after the motion, second, and we go into closed session, yes, we will stop the recording and then folks would be exited. Yep. Go ahead, Robin.
Just a little bit of housekeeping. So first, I just want to make sure that Maya is has been made a co-host for the meeting so that when Shioma leaves, the meeting doesn't close. And then second, any staff members, including myself, that the board would like to have in the closed session, they'll have to specify during the open session. So that's it.
Okay, thank you, Robin. So we will not be returning to adjourn in open session. We will adjourn in the closed session, and Robin will be present during this part of our closed session, and that is the only staff that will be there. And so when the Police Civilian Oversight Board considers the following matter, it may go into closed session pursuant to state statutes section, or sorry, to the section 19.85(1)(c) of the Wisconsin State Statutes, which reads as follows: consider employment, promotion, compensation, or performance evaluation data of any public employee over which the governmental body has jurisdiction or exercises responsibility. If the Police Civilian Oversight Board does go into closed session, notice is hereby given pursuant to state section 19.85(2) of the Wisconsin State Statutes that it may reconvene in open session without waiting 12 hours as specified in the statute. And as I mentioned, we will not be coming back into open session. And so I just need a motion to go into closed session. Go ahead, Vanessa.
I motion to go into closed session.
Okay, I need a second. Brandis says second. Thank you. All those in favor in going to closed session, aye. Two, three, four, Katie, five. Got it. We are now in closed session. Thank you.